Ruth. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem Judah went to live in the country of Moab, he, and his wife, and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, my God is king. And the name of his wife Naomi. Pleasant. And the name of his two sons Mahlon, sickly. And Chilion. Pining, whiner. Ephrathites of Bethlehem Judah. And they came into the country of Moab, and stayed there. And Elimelech Naomi's husband died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took for themselves wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah Fon, and the name of the other Ruth, friend, companion, and they lived there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion both also died. And the woman was without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-laws, that she might return from the country of Moab, because she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord Jehovah had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her. And they went on the road to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord Jehovah deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead, and with me. The Lord Jehovah grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them. And they lifted up their voice, and wept. And they said to her, surely we will return with you to your people. And Naomi said, return home, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Return home, my daughters, go your way. Because I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons. Would you wait for them until they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? No, my daughters. Because it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord Jehovah has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice, and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth held on to her. And she said, look. Your sister-in-law has gone back to her people, and to her gods, you return after your sister-in-law. And Ruth said, do not ask me to leave you, or to return from following after you, because where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord Jehovah do so to me, and more also, if anything but death separates you and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, then she quit speaking to her. So the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said to them, do not call me Naomi pleasant. Call me Mara. Bitter. Because the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord Jehovah has brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, since the Lord Jehovah has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.